Welcome to Afirim Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maisus Daf Yud Beis in the Ois Vodar edition. Perek Sheni Halocha Aleph in the Gemara immediately after the Mishnah. Says the Gemara Taf of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah Haya Oiver Bashuk that Amaretz that goes in the market and tells people to take something for them to eat right away. They know there's no way he did Maisus. But if he says take it to your house, so then we assume that they did Maisus. Because he brought it home to do Maitza, as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment. So the Gemara starts by saying, Shmuel Omar, that Remeir, that Chita's Remeir, that Remeir Omar, ain matono kemecher. A gift is not like a sale. Remeir Rabbonin arguing regarding Yovel. And by Yovel, the question is a sale and a gift the same regarding coming back in the Yovel? Remeir says, a gift is not like a sale. So the Gemara L'Choyer is the same thing. What is he doing? He's giving a gift of fruits. And we know that by mecher, by sale, once you sell it, it's chayav and meiser. So here, once you gift it, it should be chayav and meiser. Why do we say you're not chayav and meiser? Says the Muhammad of Yisrael Divrei HaKoli. No, here even Rabbanan agree. Ishtayilis leilin Divrei Avyanai. We ask the people of Avyanai. V'amin yagin avinon ar minag was. Yavin ilin leilin. We give it to each other. Bechaklo in the field. V'achlim v'loy misakrim. We eat without taking on meiser. Meaning there's no obligation of meiser. If it's a gift. Says the Gemara, my kedom, what's the reason? What's the difference between a gift and sale? Sale is chavim maiser, so why a gift is not chavim maiser? Says the Gemara, kevandoma me'eleim kiblu aleim esa maiser. Similar to what the Gemara said, leil, we know, maiser is this, and now is midir rabbanon. And rabbanon obligated maiser only in a sale, not in a gift. Continues the Gemara, it says, michnisu levatei mitakum vadai, if they brought it into the house, so then they do a tikkun vadai, meaning we know for sure there's no maiser. Our Mishnah is, when the majority of people, what they do with the fruits, they bring it into the house. So therefore, if the Amoritz is bringing it to the market, we assume he did not bring it to, he didn't do Meiser. And if he tells people to take it, he's not telling them that he did Meiser. But if most of the people don't bring it into the house, they take it to the market to sell, it's not considered to be Vadai. Because there, as we learned earlier in Perek Rishon, anything that the majority of people use it, not to take it to the house, you have to do the Maiser in the Goyer. You have to do the Maiser before you take it from the field. So here, the obligation of Maiser already starts in the field. So we assume that Amaretz did the Maiser there. Just we don't rely on Amaretz. We don't know for sure he did it. So here you have the Chiyuv of the Mai, of a maybe. Not a for sure, because there's a big chance that Amaretz did do the Maiser because the obligation of Maiser came first. Says the Gemara, "In memokum shorim mechnisim labatim, bedot adin tlu vechnisu vatechem lo yoichlu mehem arai." The Mishnah told us if the Amoritz says go put it into the house, then they can't eat arai. Then you assume it is chayav and meiser. So the more is bothered. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? Why in the Reisha when he told them to take it to the market and eat it there, they're not chayav and meiser. Don't take it to the house. They are chayav and meiser. Why should it? If he's bringing, if we talk about that, most people take it to the house. That means we assume the Amoritz did not take on meiser. Says the Gemara, "Mikavan shoma tlu vechnis." When he told people, "Go take it to your house," kimi shoma, as if he said, "We're using here the gear of Reb Chaim." Hechnasti levesi v'isarsi, as if he says, "I already took it into my house and did already the meiser." Meaning, as we explained in the Mishnah, and this is where Reb Chaim explains, when a person tells somebody else, "Take it to the house," he's basically saying, "I took it already into the house. I brought it into my house. I did whatever it's supposed to be done. Now you take it to your house and continue what I did." If he tells people, eat it right now, that means I did not take it into the house. Telling someone to take it to his house is saying that the Amaretz says, I took it into my house. Says the Mokom Shuroi Mechnisim L'Shuk. But in a place where most people take it to the market, Eino Neman Lo Yimolor Isarti. He's not Neman to say, I did Meiser, because it's Amaretz. So we don't trust him 100% to do Meiser. Eino Neman Lo Yimolor L'Tuch Beis Ani Mechnisim. He also can't say, I belong to the minority that don't take it to the market, take it to the house. And because in this case, I did not take it to the house, it's not chayav and meiser at all. Meaning the Amaretz is not limited to both ends. He can't say, I belong to the minority and this is not obligated in meiser. And he can't say, well, it is obligated in meiser, but I did the meiser. We assume it is obligated in meiser and we're not 100% sure that he did the meiser. Continues the Gemara if it's based on base. Not only dovar mirubi. If he gave him a big amount, meaning the Amaretz give him a very large amount, people usually don't eat in the market. A large amount you take to the house. So if you don't amalo tol vechol, even though I tell him go eat it right now, and don't take it to the house, kimi shomelo tol vechnes, as if you told him take it to the house, where we learn in the Mishnah you have in Maisa. Give him something that people don't eat raw in the market. You have to cook it. Even though I told him go eat right now, as if he told him take it to your house, because he knows he's not going to be able to eat it in the market. A third example. Talk about an adam gadol, an important person. He doesn't eat in the market. He told him eat right now, as if he told him to put it in the house, because again, the Amoritz knows he doesn't eat it outside. He assumes he put it, he's taking it to the house. Hayush Shnaim, there's two people. Lazal malo tol vechol, lazal malo tol vechnes. So he takes one pile of fruits and he says, you know, the right side, you take it and eat it right now. And the left side, this person takes it, take it to your house. So we assume that it's exact. The fruits he told the person to go eat right away, Potter is not chayav in meiser because he didn't put it in the house yet. And when he told him to go take it to the house, he's obligated because that means he brought it into the house. Meaning, we trust the Amoritz, we follow the Amoritz direction in a precise way. We assume that whatever he says to eat now did not go into the house. Whatever he said to take it to the house went into the house, even though he's doing it in one shot. We have a raft from our Mishnah this concept. We learned in the Mishnah, end of the Mishnah, that if he brought fruits to someone in the market, they eat it without chayav and meiser. But the owner of the gate or the store where they're eating, he is chayav and meiser. Why? We assume that the fruits he gave to the regular people, they're not chayav and meiser because he knows for them it's not their house. They're not chayav and meiser. And the ones he gave to the owner of the house or the owner of the gate, so for them, he did bring into the house, he did do maaser. So you see that when giving one pile of fruits to two different people, you treat it two different ways. Says the Gemara, no, that's not, you can't bring a raya from here. Omer Avyoino, again, using the Gusar Rab Chaim, so we skip the next three words. Omer Avyoino, kan bidmai, kan bevadai. There's a difference between dmai and vadai. Meaning, with Pshat is like this. And we're talking about the end of the Mishnah, we can say that we assume this is, he did not bring it into the house. The Amoritz brought it to sell into the market, meaning he did not take on Meiser for sure. But now, for the people that are eating temporarily in the store, for them, they're not having Meiser because they're not in their home. But the owner of the store, for him, is considered to be that he took fruits, which are for sure not Meiser, and he brought it into the house. Once you bring the fruits into the house, you're having Meiser. It's not that the Amoritz, he treats some of the fruits one way, some of the fruits the other way. The entire fruits he treated the same way. They are vadai nav meuser. And therefore, the people that are eating it in a temporary way are not chavin meiser. People eating in their house, they're chavin meiser. It's not a riot to our case that we're saying that some of the fruits we treat it as fruits that are not chavin meiser, and it's for sure not meuser, and you can eat for them a riot. And the other fruits, we assume they are obligated in meiser, and they're a dmai. So meaning we're looking at the fruits, a part of them was obligated in meiser, and part of them not. Now you have no raya from the end of our Mishnah, which is talking about a case we were considering that's not chaver meiser at all. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Meisers Daf Yud Beis.